For CJLO News, I'm Luca Caruso Moro. Two of Hydro-Québec's board members have resigned after Legault's statements regarding pulling out of the Apuiat Wind Energy Project. Radio-Canada reports their resignation statement cited a, quote, broken trust, end quote, with Hydro-Québec's leadership. CEO Éric Martel has expressed his doubts about the project, saying it's not profitable due to the province's excess of energy.
What a moral failure. The government has no more business looking at personal banking transactions than it has putting cameras in bedrooms. Will the Prime Minister do the right thing and stop this practice?
That was Andrew Scheer, the leader of the Federal Conservative Party, who continued to press Trudeau on a Statistics Canada pilot project which would collect Canadians' banking information. Stats Can would track spending habits, account balances, financial holdings, and debts held by Canadians in order to track inflation. Stats Can has requested the assistance of Canada's Privacy Commission, which has launched an investigation into the project. British Columbia's government is replacing old environmental legislation. The update comes in favor of increasing Indigenous and general public participation in decision-making. Environment Minister George Heyman says the updated Environmental Assessment Act is defined by, quote, sustainability and reconciliation, end quote. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.
Come on, let's catch that A train. If you ever want to get to Harlem, clickety clackety, clickety clack, ooh, listen for the A train. You'll find it's the quickest way to get to Harlem. Listen, listen, you can hear it coming down the track. Jack, come on, let's get on board. Ding dong, ding dong, ding, listen for the A train. Go park the car, don't park it far, we'll be right back. I dream of Jeannie with the light brown hair, oh how I wish she was there. so I could share the bliss of just one little kiss. While I was standing in the rain, while I was waiting for the train, I knew that I should hurry, cause I figured I should worry if I should ever be late. I couldn't afford to wait, so I went a-looking for the A train. As I started walking down the long, long track, the people started talking and I talked right back. Suddenly everything became hazy. I suddenly thought that I was going crazy, till I spied a fella on the track with a shovel on his back, and I knew I couldn't be wrong. Hey, now I'm singing this song. How would you swing along? Can't wait to get my railroad arms on her shoulder, cause night times in New York are getting colder. Now, crazy folks who dig my jokes, they know that I'm not jiving. Now is the time to be in uptown. But you better not believe that this is just a silly guy's little romance, just to start a love affair. It's just the A train seemingly passed me by. Guess I'd better start walking, stop these people talking. Don't stop me till I get to Central Park. I gotta be in Harlem before the skies get dark. I wanna be with Jeannie where I can cause the spark, with my Jeannie with the light brown hair. A train, come along and carry me there.
There's something I can give in exchange for everything you give to me. Read my mind, you make me feel just fine when I think my peace of mind is out of reach. The scales are sometimes unbalanced, and you bear the weight of all that has to be. I hope you see that you can lean on me, and together we can calm the stormy seas. When love's so strong and so unselfish, and I tell you now that I made a vow, I'm giving you the best that I've got, baby. Yes, I tell you now that I made a vow. Everybody's got opinions about the way they think our story's gonna end. Some folks feel it's just a superficial thrill. Everybody's gonna have to think again.
to Concordia Music Zone Out. This is CJLO 1690 AM with your host, Aaliyah Guerra. Who do we got in the studio? Who wants to go first?
I'm Joseph right here.
And I'm Frank.
Woo, that's the squad now. So
wonderful.
Really happy to be joined by some folks in the studio, so it's not so weird.
Just you and your one.
Exactly. So we got a great show again today. I kind of want to prep everyone, all the listeners, for next week, because we do have a guest that's going to be in the studio who's going to be performing. So it's going to be like our first live session.
Yeah, you didn't know this, did you?
I didn't know.
Yeah. I was late. Like 5 minutes late.
We came in a little late. Yeah. So yeah, but so she's going to be in next week. Her name is Susie Silva. And y'all already know I like my bossa nova, you know, all the time. So I'm excited. This is gonna be fun. So we're gonna play some of her music too during the program today. But I don't know. Anything up with you guys? Anything you wanna get off your chest?
We're just talking about vinyl on the college.
I overheard that. Yeah, because we saw like the record player in the lounge room. What were you guys talking about? I was trying to set up everything.
I was talking because it hasn't got a record player. I was basically doing like the sales pitch.
Yeah.
The sales pitch for like getting a record player into your life.
I'm still on the fence of like, should I buy a vinyl or record player, or like just keep strictly to streaming music.
Very true. Sorry, I don't want to.
No,
cut
it's
you
fine. We've had this like talk. It's about that because they're two different things. That kind of streaming music and having physical music. Having records
for sure. And I think just the game of like, you know, browsing through has totally changed, because like now you don't have to get out of your house, wait outside of a store for it to open, and then really search. So you can just kind of like skim through, play next. I don't like this, next album kind of thing.
Yeah.
Cool. So we're gonna touch base again and chat a little bit. We're gonna let the program go on. Wasn't anyone gonna ask me why I went so old school jazz at the beginning?
Why?
There really is no like great profound answer.
I felt back,
you know.
No, but honestly, like I was just listening to it, and I thought, I was like, wow, like they really had some serious swag even back then, like, because it's super. It's a really catchy song, but it's like there's so much detail and little things that went into it versus like. We talk about popular, catchy songs nowadays. I don't know. That's the next conversation. Anyway, let me put the music on before
another
I get myself
issue.
In trouble. So, yeah, let's see what we have next. We're going to be listening to Esperanza Spalding. She actually has a new album. I didn't get to like fully listen to it. Like I did the skim listening, so I'm not going to say anything yet. I have to really sit there and listen. Anyway, this is off her her previous album, which is called Emily's Devolution, I believe, or De-evolution, however you want to look at it, which is more of a jazz rock fusion album. So anyway, this song woke me up at 3 o'clock in the morning one night, and I had to just listen to it because I really liked it. It was stuck in my head. So just to let you guys know. But anyway, here we go.
A lady made for the modern world, my life. But if you ask my advice, us raging as a China dolls, fed up with quality photos, all the way down, digging up holy scriptures to shame her while she drowns. But if you ask my advice, that shallow gives a bargain next to judgment. My advice is raging.
innocent wrecking ball, man-made. Judas, you know the lonesome road. Don't you call it in vital camps of rum. Honest sinning to chase the blues. Blur your dear kingdom come. You leave alone, will you leave all?
Montreal's new DIY fashion, art, and architecture magazine is launching, and you are invited. The Vague magazine launch party is on Friday, November 16th, from 8 p.m. to midnight at Studio A, 7080 Rue Alexandra, Suite 207. Featuring music from DJ Evie and DJ Rose Gold, as well as delicious snacks. Come celebrate the first issue of Vague magazine, fashion, architecture, and contemporary art, DIY style.
You are listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
Hey, Hey, are you looking for an alternative to FM radio playlist? Then tune in to the World Beat News radio program right here on CJLO 1690 AM every Tuesday from noon to 1 p.m. to hear brand new World Beat music from mainly Canadian artists. Call or text at 848-7471. Some say bureaucrats and education is...
Her hips in double time, got three funnels to sweep, but she don't curse, she gets some money first. I understand to feel myself, I started from the dirt. Now I'm slide clean, how gold is it to flip a silver dollar out of dream? I mean, it looks just how it seems. Apologize if that came off as open-ended. She took it as backhanded and got offended. Like, you know what, you know different. You think every bitch is the same, and boy, don't you know them chips could dip as quick as they came. I came to the sense, she wanna taste of the F-A-M-E-S, the she wanna lick it at cocaine. Tell you like your voice, let your hips do the talking. Contrary to what you think, they really say this often. But watching you whine made me really wanna know. Would you mind if you would it, we can go.
Girl, just go with it. Lose control. Just roll with it. Take your time. You're learning, baby. Girl, it's all good. Right away, I knew she was looking for me. By the way that she crossed the legs, I knew she wanted something. Don't stop, baby. Don't stop, baby. Oh.
young lady, let me vibe where you came from. Just wanna know your name. Just wanna show you things. I mean, I would've said that. I ain't even said none. Her beauty wrecked my brain. I couldn't say a thing. Remember that? Her hair curl, glasses on, denim shirt, wrapped at arms around her waist. The moccasins is what locked me in, couldn't be your way. Girl, I need to stay. I mean, I tried to leave, but I can't go. Her favorite band is War Paint, but her favorite song is by Sango. Now she's here
with me,
sitting Indian style. Finally made that move, we sat and talked for a while about everything's changing. From music to our exes in Austin and Texas, at South by, watch a chance to rap it with a hipster girl. Watching James Blake with a hipster girl. South by.
Chasing dreams in hopes that I could become something. I threw a party, she say, Bossy, thank you, but it's nothing, cause I had to keep it jumping. You ain't Blake Griffin, but I know that you be jumping. Poker face stiffen, but I know that you be bluffing. No, I don't be cuffing, all these ducks be getting is rubber ducks, etc. And I'm the pain I left them in, can't be your crutch of meta. Piffy lined up, fired up in the Dutch of the easy wide up, slide up, 6 speed light clutch. My city on me, I'm clutch. No worries, they depending on me, I'm clutch. Toast up mimosas at 30,000 feet. Henny in hand, land, can't make it out my seat. Michelin man, make a grip up out the street. Grab the deke up on the freak, play that bitch and press repeat. Jay, walking through time zones, I'm on that trip. Got your piece of the pie, and you pawn that shit. I'm taking all that shit until I own that six. College chick in the mind blown, I'm on that quick. She got expensive addictions, and the nose that's rich. Melt a bit of the brown dope that's on that stick. Fiend, a little hashish, sheesh. Baby, if you roll it up with some keep. Super mug, chasing paper about my loose leaf rolling papers. Yeah, I do chief meditating like I'm Bruce Lee at the Carter, like I'm Poochie. Riding through the borough, why this cutie feed me sushi? Salmon, avocado, and order the coochie. Charles de Gaulle, the JFK. Broads giving up the draws like I'm JFK. Guess I'm flawed after all, ain't nobody perfect. Do it all, just the ball, and the shit is worth it. Bing. Fuck that, man, let me get that back. I'm in LA, but my J's got sand from Dubai. I'm getting brains all day like a magna cum laude. Cause while you boys planked, I was getting more stamps. Now my passport shitting on your whole cam. Fuck your Instagram.
That milk is new delivery, that Instagram. Damn, put them ones up for the ones that's above us, cause we miss a man. And to the nigga stuck up in a can, and slam and cage your body, put your mind up on a different plan. Different playing, same hustle, different game. They don't love you if they always wanted you to stay the same. Sliding through the checks, now I'm sliding through the W with different dames. That's the W, nigga, figure that shit is game. I just keep doubling figures until my niggas aim. Peddling pills and cane, cause in the streets of the industry, man, them presidents still the same. Them presidents still the same. I get that green back, I see stacks and relapse. Fiend buys, I mean that, I need that.
We did have some little things we wanted to talk about. I have this song in the background just playing. Just, yeah.
Wonderful.
It's not a big deal, though, if we chat over it. I'm actually featured on the song, so I'll give us permission to talk over it. I just want to know what's up with artists coming to Montreal. I mean, sorry, artists going on tour and then just kind of brushing over Canada,
except for Montreal,
and then they leave because they just go to Toronto and they completely forget about Montreal.
Yeah, I don't know if it's like a.
I think maybe we're not a small city, but like the music scene here is not that booming compared to Toronto or Vancouver.
But I mean, it's there. Nevertheless, I just think it's up to people to kind of just look. You know, it's if you look, you will see there's actually a lot of music, a lot of art coming out of the city too.
Exactly.
So, I mean, it's like that's the case with a lot of other places, but it's not to say like it's not as if we're some kind of like small city where there's like just 5,000 people that live here. Like, not like we're pretty well, you know, we're a pretty dense city, if you ask me. So it's just kind of like,
we have big bands that come from here too, like Arcade Fire or like Kitchen.
Yeah, like we have some big artists that come from here too. So you would think people would be more inclined to come back. Yeah,
bring some people back a little bit.
For real. Like, so I mean, I'm just kind of bummed by that. And plus, it's just because Tori Kelly just went on tour for her new album Hiding Place, and I was so excited to get turned to some of those songs on there. Then the tour dates come out. I'm looking. Okay, I see in New York. I see this place. Montreal.
Yeah.
But I mean, I can't be too mad because she didn't go to Toronto either. But it's just the principle of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're gonna go on tour and be like, "Yeah, I'm gonna go to New York," it's like, "Yo, we're right.
Come on, right. Like, drive.
You can go to Toronto. You can come to Montreal." So, anyway, that's just me. That's me just being a hater right now. But don't even get me started with the European artists, because they never come here. Yeah. Just because that's like really just another case of you know, another production. So
they just don't know. They're like, what's happening?
Basically, like, there's even some cool artists from Australia that don't even get to come out here that often. Just like, you know, Hiatus Coyote.
Yeah.
Like, man, if oh my gosh, if Hiatus Coyote, Moonchild, and the Internet did it, my god,
let's make it happen.
My gosh, I would literally cry. Honestly. But nah, I mean, I'm already like, we're so excited for this Internet Moonchild concert. I'm gonna keep talking about it. I play their music like all the time already, so
yeah, if anything, we're just kind of
we're a little free promo like, here. But December 8th at MTELUS, don't miss it. Like, it's gonna be really lit. So yeah,
we'll be there. So
yeah, so you know it's about to be lit. Like, come on, it's not a party unless we're there.
Of course, come on.
Oh man. So I'm just gonna let the music play a little bit. This next artist is Callie Technis, another Montreal artist. This song is called Body and Soul. Then we'll take a break and chat some more.
I've
got this dance I want to show you. It involves your body and your soul too. Well, I was wondering if you could follow me as I want to. Step into my light, then I'll show you what I do to be free. I was walking one day smiling, focused on the silver lining. This lady looked at me all funny, wondered how life could be sunny. I said, mama, don't you care for the people watching stare? You just lift your head up high and thank the stars in the sky for your existence.
miserable Friday night. I'm so lonely, and nobody will give me a ride to the Grateful Dead concert. Oh, rats.
Don't fret. There's always Brave New Jams, your source for the best in improvisational rock and roll. That's Brave New Jams, Saturday, 10 p.m. till midnight, on CJLO, 1690 a.m., CJLO.com.
Calling all artists. Now is your chance to see your art in Concordia's VAV Gallery, run for students by students. The VAV's winter submissions are open. Your art could be featured in any of four general exhibitions. There is no theme attached, and artists working in any medium are encouraged to apply. This winter, you can also submit to our special performance art exhibition. For full guidelines, visit vavgallery.concordia.ca/submission. Want to get to know the VAV better? Check out their Hyper Real Black History Kickoff Party on Thursday, November 15th from 6 to 11 p.m.
It's a miserable Friday night. I'm so lonely, and nobody will give me a ride to the Grateful Dead concert. Oh, rats.
Don't fret. There's always Brave New Jams, your source for the best in improvisational rock and roll. That's Brave New Jams, Saturday, 10 p.m. till midnight. On CJLO, 1690 AM, CJLO.com.
Olha para as estrelas, tão singelas, a brilhar. Dão à noite a esperança que descansa no luar. Essa luz dá magia e nos guia se soubermos acreditar nesses sonhos que guardamos junto ao peito e nos fazem crescer. Thank you.
We were like having some really great chats. That was, I feel like it's been a long time since we were talking on the radio. Yeah. This is the problem, isn't it? This is exactly it. We need to find a solution because it's going to be so awkward.
They should really hear what we've been saying.
I promise our conversation.
We should put our conversations on hold.
I'm like, I was really thinking we should go live in some sort of visual way. It's more in time and more in sync too. So I just kind of wanted to bring our attention back to the artist we're gonna have next week. So Susie Silva, you could actually check her out on Facebook, on YouTube, on Spotify, Apple Music. I was playing her album off Spotify. The song that I was playing is Acreditar, which is like a song in Portuguese. It's like a bossa nova kind of thing. Her music is very diverse, but like she has a cool way of mixing it with Montreal culture. I guess some of her music is in French too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wait, what? Oh, wait. Really? I thought you said, oh, wait, what? No. All right, cool. So she's going to be performing next week. We don't know what she's going to be singing yet, but she's going to kill it. So
we just have to tune in to find out.
Exactly. The sales pitch. That's cool. So, while we're still on the topic of local artists, I was getting confused like for the longest time between Cali Uchis and then Cali Technis for the longest time.
I was like, did
yeah, I thought you were gonna put Cali Uchis, but no.
I was like, this isn't Cali Uchis.
I'm like, because I was checking online and I remember hearing the song Get You with Daniel Caesar. And I was like, oh, really great, two Canadian artists. Because I'm like, I've been playing her stuff on the show all the time. And then I click on Google and it says she's Colombian and like American. And I'm like, wait, what? Like, I've been writing this as Canadian content for like six weeks now. And then I like went back and I was like, okay, it's like two completely different people, but their voices sound so similar.
So it's Cali Technis, right?
Yeah, and then Cali Uchis.
Are we sure they're not the same person?
I even thought, like, based on the picture, because the cover art, it's like they both have short, like, curly, dark hair, and I was like, oh. Okay, what's going on here?
Are they both similar too in terms of musical genre?
Yeah, like R&B, that new kind of, soft R&B stuff. So I was really tripping, and then I was like, okay, we good. I do background checks.
We can confirm they are two different people.
That was really awkward for a minute. I'm glad that I didn't make that mistake on the air, though, so that's good. I'm just kind of waiting for Anderson .Paak's new album. That's coming out the 17th of November.
Friday or
Let me just check that. If it's the 17th, then that's on Saturday. The 16th would be the Friday. I'm excited though.
Me too.
I'm so excited. That's why I had some Anderson .Paak earlier on the track list. It was Put Me Through. That was a really good song. Did you see the Tiny Desk performance?
Yeah.
That was legendary. Oh my gosh. I'm still like stuck on it because I remember I tried to get that version of the performance of the songs on my phone. And it's like I couldn't get it because it's live. So I had to like record it with my phone, and then
I think you can find some on SoundCloud too.
Oh yeah? Yeah. I don't know. I don't have SoundCloud anymore.
In SoundCloud, you can find like bootlegs.
Exactly. I did my homemade DIY bootleg.
If you can do it yourself,
or if you do like YouTube link to MP3.
That's another thing. But it's just like it was so big. Mm-hmm. Like it's like I don't know, 12 minutes, 15 minutes.
It is a lovely, lovely bit of video. Though, like he's just so smooth.
like honestly, and like the song Suede. It's like the song was originally made with samples, so it sounded a little choppy in the original mix. But it's like when they did it, oh my god, that was butter. It was glorious. So good, man. I'm still hooked on it. But and it like the views went up like crazy from that specific performance. So not like, surprised.
6 million, I think.
30. I think it might be more. I don't know. It might be a lot now. Compared to them, but
it's wonderful. Definitely. Just him like drumming away,
and he's so chill with it. Like, he's wiping his head with a towel mid beat, like yo.
White teeth.
I'm like, what is this? I'm like, and I'm here struggling with like a tambourine. Like, I don't know. Percussion wasn't my calling, but I mean, props to Anderson .Paak. Even props to the Free Nationals because they always kill it. But
the Grand Keys too, you can't go wrong.
Oh yeah, Ron. Ron is the guy on the keys. He's dope too, yeah, man.
They're all dope.
Like, oh, for sure. Just, like, I'm not trying to, like, you know, downsize anybody. They all dope. Of course. Nah, so we're going to close out the show, but don't forget to tune in next week to catch Susie Silva and her live performance in the studio. But it's been great chatting with you guys.
It's been lovely. Yeah.
So next week again, 4 p.m. Monday, CJLO 1690, or go to CJLO.com and you can catch all of our episodes there. And we post everything on Concordia Music Zone Out on Facebook and all that good stuff. So I guess that's it, y'all.
Yeah.
So we're going to close this show. This is a song called Masterpiece by Tori Kelly, which is on her new album, Hiding Place, which I keep raving about. No, I'm like always raving about something. Mm. So yeah, Masterpiece, this is a song. Thanks again for joining us. Have a great night. Easy to me. How mistakes can be a blessing in disguise. Oh, I'm so glad. When you look at me, do you see a work of art in the making? Sketch of what I'll be. I wonder what you see in me. Like, what do you think when my life is not a melody in the morning and I feel a beat? Yeah, do you still believe? That I